So just pray for that. You know, some of us will be leaving on Tuesday evening this whole week. And so keep please keep praying for those meetings there in Soldotna. And so just keep that thing in prayer. Today we are just going to kind of focus on the Word of God, which is always the idea, and really talk about the uncertainties that we face in our lives. And we all face uncertainties, and you know, we think that, oh, if we figured out the life that we are going to live, and this is what we are going to do, and the plans that we can have in our life, and all of a sudden, some things happen. Some of those things are our fault, and we make the wrong decisions, and we mess up our life. And some of those things are out of our control. Regardless of that, there are uncertainties happen in our life. You know, I was in India last year about the same time, you know, and I was spending my sabbatical there a few weeks. And you know, we get used to living in this culture of North America, and there are certain things we do certain ways, and I saw some of those things, and I said, oh my goodness, did we do things like this? You know, the work environment there, you know, when people kind of fix certain things, and you know, they were doing welding there in my house, and you know, they were putting some things outside the window, and we invited some workers to kind of come and do that. And so, you know, I didn't realize that they were open electric wires. They just put it in the thing, you know, just no safety and thing. They can just come pull out anytime. There were no safety glasses there. They were just kind of just doing that. And you know, I was just looking at some of the practices of doing the work. They were pretty unsafe. And they just do it. I mean, that's the way things happen. I'm not saying each and every person does it that way, but it's very common practice. And then you go and watch, and, you know, people are just kind of climbing on the ladder and doing some electrical work or other work too, and do not take safety measures seriously. And you kind of wait, and it feels like it's such an uncertain situation there, and you just kind of want to kind of talk to them and say, man, you're putting yourself in a danger here. It is so uncertain, it is so unsafe, and anything can happen anytime. But somehow they do it, and maybe some accidents happen. And I realize that there are uncertain things that happen in our life as well. It is definitely, when I saw these situations, they were like, you know, I don't know if they did not know any better. Or they knew and they did not do that, and so they created this unsafe environment, work environment around that they can just kind of, anything can happen. Many times in our lives that we kind of create those unsafe, uncertain things in our life, and we wonder what happened. So some of those things are in our control, and we do that, and we think that is the very cool thing to do, or some things, you know, that we do is okay to do that, but that creates very dangerous situations in our lives. So that is one thing. That's how we find ourselves in an uncertain or very unsafe environment in our lives. Like in a city where it is not safe, don't walk on the streets at 1 o'clock in the morning. You know, it's a common sense. But if you put yourself out there in that unsafe area in at that time of the, you know, night, you may be robbed or you may be attacked or things like that. You are to be blamed for that, and you create that uncertain situations in your lives. But there are certain situations that they are not in our control. There are things happen in our life that we find ourselves in an uncertain situation, and we do everything right and everything, nothing is, our responsibility. Because of that, we found ourselves in this uncertain situation, and yet we find that is life, and we find ourselves into those situations, unsafe, uncertain situation. All of a sudden, everything is going well, and all of a sudden, something happens in our life, and we wonder, where did that come from? And we have lots of questions to ask God, God, why these things have to happen in my life, and so on and so forth. And those things are the reality in life, though, because we live in the world that is unperfect world. It's not perfect world. And so I just want to kind of paint a picture in your mind about the uncertainties that we all go through. And that can be scary, that can be very fearful for our lives. And on top of that, you know, there is this idea that that highlights in our life when there are uncertainties come, the idea of our identity, who we are as a people. So whenever there are uncertainties come into our life, we start asking the question, who am I? You know, we start asking the question that, is something wrong with me? Is there a problem? And those research show that there are 95% people, if you ask them the question, who you are, they will not be able to articulate the answer to that question. And there are, you know, Gallup research tells us that, and so many other research tells us that the most important question in our life is, who are you? And we are not able to answer that question. Or the other question in the study that we are doing is, what is the purpose of your life? And many people have no clue about that. Who are we, and what is the purpose of our life? And, you know, large percentage of people in our communities, in our societies, in our country have no clue what that means. And it is important that as we face the uncertainties and unsafe environment, because if it is our doing, hopefully it is not, but we are going to all face that. And in the midst of that, it is important for us to really understand who we are as a person. What is our identity? You know, that's not the topic of my sermon today, but as we get into this modern thinking and philosophy, we have been taught, and our kids have been taught, that their identity is in the places which are very sinful places. And we are not going to find our identity in those things. And we're going to really talk about that. So these two things really go hand in hand, our uncertainties and our identity as a people. Who are we? What is our purpose? And so on and so forth. And we're going to look at the scripture passage, which is Hebrews chapter 6, 13 to 20. We are not going to read this right now. But the reality is this. We can have a deep certainty in the midst of uncertainty in this world. It is possible. When everything is falling apart, when there is an uncertainty, we are not sure about anything in our life, we can still have the peace. We can still have the certainty about ourselves. When everything is going wrong in our life, we are still be able to be confident and at peace in our life. And that can only happen. There is only one way. There is only one way, which is not very popular in this world, because the world believes that there are many different ways of doing things in life. And that's a very logical and very popular kind of a thought that there is not only one way. How can you tell us that there is only one way to arrive to this place, to be confident in our life, to know who we are as a people? And that only one way is the reality of God and our relationship with Him. If the idea of God is just absent from our life, and the relationship with Him is absent from our life, especially in the times of uncertainties and unsafe environment and very scary situations that we may find ourselves in, we will just crumble down. The history of a human being, if you see right from the beginning in Old Testament and all this while, we were talking about that in Sunday school class today, that God is present in the lives of people in ups and downs of their lives. There were certain situations, and Old Testament is filled with that, that, you know, people made the mess in their life, big messes. They created such a blunders in their life that there was no way that they were supposed to survive in their life. And God came and He stabilized their life. He gave them identity, who they were, and they were able to move forward. So here is the first thing I want to kind of paint a picture a little bit. We have problems and uncertainty in our lives, and that we live in this world. Some of these uncertainties are because we have what we have been taught as a children. Our experience as a kids contribute to our beliefs and what we do in our lives and what happens in our lives. So it is important as a parent, as a grandparents, to really think through what we do with our kids. How do we shape their lives? How do we bring and put the confidence in their life? Do we talk to them about God, or we just assume that it is the job of the church or whatever, and we just don't take time to really have a conversation with them about who God is, what life is all about, and the problems and difficulties we face in this world, that how do we approach those? It is our responsibility to commune with our kids, those kinds of things in our life, and really find the answers into the word of in the word of God, whatever insecurities they are facing. So our childhood experiences really contribute to our uncertainties in this world. But just because you had those negative experiences, it is not that we just live in that and we just kind of keep blaming that and say my childhood experiences were that, so I'm done for life. That is not the reality, because we still have the freedom in God, and He can still take us through all our negative experiences. We can still experience freedom. Sometimes we have uncertainties because frequent moving from place to place and all that kind of a thing. And if it is not managed properly, we have problems and uncertainties in our lives. And, you know, unexpected changes, and positive or negative, can create a lot of problems in our life. If we are put outside our comfort zone, what we are used to, and if we are put outside the comfort zone, that creates a lot of anxiety, a lot of uncertainty in our lives. And we have to really understand that and focus on that what this happened. And as a result of that, this deep-rooted uncertainty in our lives, we show some predictable behavior. Sometimes we show very aggressive behavior because we are trying to cover the uncertainty and insecurity in our lives, and that is how our behavior comes. So we have to really, really understand and analyze in our soul and in our mind that why I'm behaving the way I'm behaving. And really ask the questions that is it necessary for us to behave that way? And that some of those behaviors are really glorified in this world, which are not needed in our life. Sometimes we live in a frenzy and try to hide uncertainties that way. Sometimes we become very quiet and become very isolated and in opposite way and behave that way that we don't want to deal with people and we don't want to build new relationships and we don't want to kind of do that because we are afraid of everybody and everything that is around us. And we lose out on a lot of blessings and a lot of good relationships and a lot of good people that are there, and that is a direct result of what is going on in our life. And either we become excessive, aggressive, or excessive on the other side, whatever the word is, and become isolated. And these are some of the behaviors. Sometimes we use criticism to hide the things that are going on in our life. Because we want to stabilize things, so we want to have a control in our lives. And so whatever we see, that we criticize that. And we feel that if we criticize something and everything that comes our way, we can have a control over the situation. And so we get into the habit of criticizing anything and everything that comes our way. That way we feel that we are in control. And when we are asked to do the same thing, we just kind of refuse. Oh, we don't want to do. My job is just to kind of make sure that this is how it should be done. And I only criticize. And at the deep root of that, there is uncertainty, there is insecurity that is going on in our lives. And so knowingly, unknowingly, that behavior kind of comes out of our life. You know, the uncertainty is the reality of life, and it's a problem many times in our life. And if we don't really understand how do we really deal with that, or how do we process that in our life, we can find ourselves in a very difficult place and in a very negative place in our lives. So we can go at the airport or the bookstore and get a self-help book, how do we deal with uncertainties? And there will be 10 steps or 14 and a half steps given in those books. And for a little bit, they will help you, but it will leave you with unanswered questions about your life. It will really leave you unanswered questions like, what is your identity? You know, some of those books will tell you that the identity you create is you take control of yourself. And you are the one who will create your identity. Go and conquer the world and be confident and do the things. And you yourself is the answers to the problems that you're facing. Very popular thought. They will say your identity belongs to certain things of this world. And there is a very popular thought that is going on. And you probably see that in some of the billboards down south or some of the ads that are going on, that just be who you are. You be you or something like that. And it is always focused on us and who we are as a people. And it really encourages you to take control of your life and create your own identity as a people. Think about all these things that are going on in this world. And if you are not very careful, if you are not careful with our kids or grandkids and with ourselves, some of the ideas that has been floated around can be very attractive ideas. They may sound very intellectual ideas. They may sound very, you know, in things, and everybody is talking about that, so it must be true. Here is the reality about that. It is leading us in a place where we lose our identity and we are broken people at the end of it if we follow those things, what the world has to offer to us. And I don't want to keep listing all the things that the world offers to us, but I want to really shift our thinking to what the Word of God really tells us about how do we deal with the uncertainties of our lives. How do we find our identity, who we are as a people? Because if we know who we are, we will be able to walk through any uncertain situations and really deal with that. So let's try and understand that. And the, you know, who is the true, you know, at the base of this, we must know who God is and what he has to offer to us. And as we talk about that, you may say, oh, we heard this before. You know, God is God and God is there and everything starts with God and everything ends with God. But at the same time, when I walk in this world, it is kind of difficult. Sometimes I don't see God. Sometimes I don't see God's hand. And how do I deal with all that kind of thing? But it is important to know who is he, who is true God, and what is the source, and where is the source of certainty come from? Where is the source of security and hope comes from? You know, many times we say that I heard, you know, all these things, and it doesn't make sense because in the crunch time, when I am going through difficult time, at that time, where is God? Sometimes the problem with that is that in those crunch time, we deal with God as a transaction. Because that crunch time has come and we want to use the God card in the ATM and we put it in and we say, okay, I need the result right now. Because we are a microwave generation, right? I'm in problem, solve the problem. I have a God card. It doesn't work that way. Because we have not taken time in our life to really shape our identity, who we are as a people. We have not taken time in our life to really build a relationship with him to the depths that we need to build our relationship. So God has not had a time to really shape our life, shape our thinking, and really bring us to the place where we can know who we are as a people. And so at the heart of it is we can ask the question, who God is really? Who is God? And as, you know, just think about, you know, many of us have a faith journey and you have been probably Christian for a long time. But if you're really talking to a person who has no idea about that, it's a very valid question. And some once in a while, we should ask that in our life as well. Who God is? Who really is God? And the answer to that question is, we find that in Exodus chapter 3, verses 14 and 15 in Old Testament, and this is what it is. It says, God said to Moses, answering this question, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites who will ask who God is. And many times we ask this question, who God is? And he says, I am who I am. I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, say to the Israelites, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, the name by which I am to be remembered from generation to generation. So God the Father, who has created this world, who has created you and me, who has no beginning, no end, I am who I am. He is God who is in control, and he has created us, and he has given us. Here is the idea, or here is the reality, I should say. God has given us the thinking power and the brain and ability to think and think logically and live our life, and he has created each one of us in this world. But at the same time, we as an individual has a limited thinking power, and we may not understand everything that is there. We cannot place ourselves in God's mind and really understand and fathom the whole universe that has been created, and what we see, this earth, and our grasp is so limited. And yet, God is involved in our life, a limited human being. He's involved in our life, and he wants to give us an identity and purpose. And that God is really talking to us, and he's saying, I am who I am, God who is able for everything, who has created everything, who has created this earth, who has created the universe and galaxies and everything. It is sometimes beyond your capacity to even grasp who God is. And that God wants to communicate one-on-one to you. And why is that? Because you are very important to God. He wants to give you something very special. And in the New Testament, then Jesus comes along and he says in John chapter 14, he says, if you really know me, Jesus is talking to his people, and he says, if you really know me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know me and have seen him. So Jesus is saying, if you know me, you know God himself, because I have come to this earth because God sent me, and I am he himself. So if we know Jesus, who died on the cross for us and who rose again and whom we worship, we know God himself, and we can have a direct connection with him. And then as he died and as he was taken into heaven, this is what he said in Acts chapter 1 verse 4. He says, do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So Jesus said, you know, I may not be there in flesh with you, walking and talking with you, going everywhere as disciples were used to. And we talked about Mary Magdalene, and she was disappointed because Jesus himself in a flesh was gone and dead, and you heard about that. But Jesus says, don't worry, I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit, who is going to be your counselor, your guide, who will lead you and guide you when you find yourself in those uncertain situations. You can depend upon God himself, and it is not just imaginary thing, but the Spirit of God is with you. And he will prompt you. He will give you the words. He will lead you in sticky situations. And if you think those situations are beyond your control, depend on God and speak to him, and he will help you, because the Spirit of God is your helper. It is there to help you. The problem is we don't want to depend upon God himself to help us into those situations where we find those very difficult. We think that, man, I don't want to bother God for my problems. See what God can do in your life. And he has sent us these, and in deep insecurities and deep uncertainty, God is present in our life. He's there. He's able. You know, he will lead us and guide us. You know, let me explain to you what this verse is all about under the Jewish law. And we talked about this again in Hebrews chapter 9. It kind of explains all that. Only one person could go into the holy of holy place. And that was only one day in a 1 year that that high priest could go and experience the presence of God and take the needs of people into that place. And God, Jesus came and he says, I'm going to change all that. Do you want to connect with me now? I can connect with you. Do you want to bring your needs before me right now? I can speak to your heart right now. I understand your situations. I understand the complicatedness. I understand the uncertainty. I understand that you do not have the answer in these situations. And you can come to me and speak to me, and I will lead you and guide you and show you the way. It's not imaginary. Jesus did that. Jesus walked on the face of this earth. Jesus, you know, when he was resurrected, thousands of people saw him. They spoke to him. They had conversations with him. There are places where Jesus lived and died and all those kind of things. We can trace all those things. And when Jesus said, I will send you the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, who will be your counselor. So in those uncertain situations, he says, you don't have to depend upon the pastor or depend upon the priest or depend upon some holy man or woman. You can come directly to me and explain to me what's going on in your life. The question is, do we come to him in those complicated situations? And there could be some things we have ourselves messed it up because we have made the wrong decisions. And the uncertainty and the complicated situation that has come in our life is our own doing. And God doesn't say that because you failed, I'm not going to help you. What he's saying is, I will still help you, but don't do this again. Can you learn from your life? Don't mess up again and again and put yourself in uncertain situation. And on the other side, there are times that we do not know why those uncertainties come into our life. And they're there, but they're there. And we want to come to God and ask for his direction and ask for resolving those things so that we can walk through those. We can do that anytime. And God is present and God is available to us. You know, God has changed all those things. He has made it so easy. And we can find ourselves in a whatever uncertain situation we are going through, we can still find peace. And people can look at us and say, man, so much things are going on in your life. And how come you are so confident? How come you are at peace? It's not possible with our own strength. It is only possible when we depend upon God and when we give it to him and let him lead and guide us, and all the burden is upon him because he wants to take that burden on him. That is the reality. Are we willing to give that burden to him? And let him deal with our uncertainties, our complicated situation, or whatever we are going through. When we don't find the solution in that situation, let him handle that. Because the reality is, God has created you, and he loves you so much. He's not going to lead you to the path of total destruction. That's not going to happen. Because we are his children. So, the most important question I want to kind of talk about this as we deal with uncertainties and who God is and why we should depend upon that, upon God. At the heart of it, we should be able to answer the question who we are. Who are you? Who am I? it is a question of identity. And it becomes very important in these modern days where there are lots of questions thrown around and there's lots of philosophies are floated around about the whole issue of what is your identity. And we have brought the discussion to a, such a low level that we have forgotten where does our identity come from. This is very important. This is extremely important. Do we know ourselves, who we are? Do we know whom we belong to? Do we belong to ourselves and all our soul, who we are as a people, whom we are as a person, just limits to just ourselves? That's about it. Oh, there is something more to that. And it is important to be certain in our heart and in our mind to know who we are. And the Bible talks about that. And I want to draw your attention to 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. And this is what the Word of God says. This is what he says. And he describes us, people of God. He says, but you are chosen people. If you have any doubt in your life who you are, say to yourself, because of my relationship with Jesus Christ, I'm a chosen person. And you're chosen by God, and that gives you identity that you are a chosen person, that God has chosen you. You know, world has a lot of tricks to play with your mind that you are not good enough. You do not have what it takes to succeed in this world. That you are less than somebody else in your school, in your job, in your society, or wherever, you're a lesser person than somebody else. And the world keeps reminding us that. And we live in those insecurity and we live in those less than who we are syndrome kind of a thing. And we always question about who am I? And God says, you're a chosen person. I have chosen you. Then it says, it gets better and better. It says, you're a royal priesthood. Because of Christ, because of your relationship with God, you have become a royal person, a priesthood. You are a holy nation because you are unable to live a life that is a holy life, that is a pure life. But because of relationship with Jesus and God himself and what he has done for you, you are become a holy nation, holy people that is pleasing to God. And that is your identity. A people, and this is very important, you are a people, you are a person belonging to God. You belong to him. What that tells you is your identity is not in any other things of this world, whatever you may talk about or however logical, in fact, it's not logical, but it may sound logical, but your identity lies with Jesus. With God himself. He gives you an identity. He says you belong to God, that you may declare the praises of him, and that is your purpose. Describes your purpose that your job is to declare praises to God who called you out of darkness into the wonderful light. Once you belong to the darkness, but you now belong to the light because of what Jesus has done in your life. Once you were not people of God, but now you're people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. So who am I? I am a person who have received mercy from God. I'm a person who is not surrounded by darkness, but I walk in the light. Who am I? I'm a person belonging to God himself. He has taken me in, and I'm a child of God, and I belong to the family of God, and that is my identity. You know, our names are very important that give us identity, right? So they ask us for our ID card. Why do they ask us? Because they want to confirm your identity. And that name is written on the card, and there is a picture on the card, and then they look at you and they confirm your ID. This is who you are. And God has given us the ID that you belong to the family of God. So our last name is, we are God's people. That's where our identity comes from. Because of our relationship, because of our faith. And it is such a powerful passage that gives us who we are in Christ. There is no identity. We are lost people. We can find ourselves in our darkness, and we can find ourselves aimlessly going everywhere without aim if we do not have God in our life. And that is precise reason why we cannot answer the question, who you are. Everything is mumble jumble, and everything is kind of, you talk to people and you will hear so much of, so many words means nothing about your identity. It is confusion. It is division. It is all sort of confusion. So friends, we are His people. People belonging to God, His family. He has given us freedom, light, mercy, and hope. That is who I am. That is who I am. So when that question comes into your mind, who am I? The Word of God tells us who you are because of your relationship with God. And you can confidently answer who you are and your identity. And because you know who you are, when the situation comes, which is uncertain, when you don't know what is going on in your life, whether it is your fault and you have messed up your life, or it has just kind of hit you, that uncertainty, and you do not know where it has come, you can walk steadily and safely and depend upon God and depend upon the Spirit of God that is made available to us, and we can say, this is who I am. And because this is who I am, I belong to the family of God. And He has created this world, and He has created me, and He has given me very important identity. I am able to walk with the help of God in this situation. Everything changes. Everything changes. So the question is this. Are you going through those uncertainties, whether it's your fault or not your fault? Are you struggling to kind of, resolve those things? And you're not finding answers to the questions? And maybe you're so eager to kind of look for those answers and you're not finding those? Maybe you want to, not maybe, you want to depend upon God. You want to ask the Spirit of God to kind of help you to walk through that. He will give you the answers at the right time, wherever you need to get those answers. You may think, I need answer now, but the Spirit of God says, you don't need that answer now. I will provide that answer to you when it is needed for you. He knows it. And we need to depend upon Him. Are we willing to really depend on Him on our simple thing, complicated thing in all things? Because Jesus is alive. His Spirit is with us. Let's bow our heads. Father in heaven, thank you, God, for your word in our lives. There are uncertainties in this world that one day we find ourselves in some situation, and other day we find ourselves in a very uncertain situation. Our life can change so drastically, so quickly. And that is not a very pleasant thing. It can create fear in our life. It can create uncertainty in our life and a lot of things, oh Father God. And in the midst of all that kind of a thing, oh Father, many times we are so arrogant that we think we can figure this thing out. I have brain and I have all the capacity and I have figured out my life so far, and maybe we are where we are because we have been trying to figure out life on our own for so long. And it's a time for us to really quit and depend upon you and ask for your help and ask for your direction in this messy situation, so Father God, and take directions from you, oh Father God, because you're able. You have given us our identity, who we are as a people. And because of that, we know who we are. We belong to your family. And as a family person in God's family, you're not going to leave us alone. Give us that confidence, oh Father God. And have your way in our life. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. We give you thanks, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Let's sing Goodness of God again. I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God.
All my life.
All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I inhale, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. Ooh, all my life you have been faithful. You have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, and I will sing of the goodness.
Sing that
of God.
Again. All my life you have been faithful.
And all my life you have been faithful. Oh, my life, you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am in, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God.
Dismissed today. Go in the love and the peace of Christ, and we'll see you next week. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me.